Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Butter Baby. Butter Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Butter Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Safety, 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 safety.
Girl, Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Better, And I got my fellow divas in the building, Ray Queen and Storm, riding along with me. And welcome to another episode. Thanks for tuning in. For our internet users, the number is 563-999-3577. And in order to go on live with us, you got to press that 1. You got to press the 1 in order to go on live to interact with us divas. But welcome. Welcome. We missed last week. And when we miss a week, it feels like we missed so much. We have a lot to talk about tonight, and we want y'all to be engaged tonight. We want y'all to be engaged. So my divas in the building. What's going on?
I'm here. Storm's here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you, Storm. What's going on, diva?
Nothing, nothing, nothing. Just trying to recoup from the weekend. You know what it is. Just tired as all get out. But, you know, happy to be back. Yes, happy to be back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Okay. I'm riding along. Ray Queen is in the building.
We got Ray Queen and Storm and Miss Bobetta in the building. There's no better place to be on a Wednesday night than here with the Diva Squad, the GQ Palace Radio. Shout out to Rich Money on his birthday. Happy 50th. To Big Rich Money, our CEO of GQ Palace Radio. I would have been remiss not to say so. I'm sorry, Storm.
No, listen, listen.
Happy
perfectly fine.
Birthday to
happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Happy
yes,
birthday to you.
This is Libra
you.
Season, so happy birthday to all the Libras that are celebrating a birthday. I want y'all to celebrate responsibly, turn up, do what you do. You know, life is different now for almost everybody. Life is different. You might have to plan accordingly. So, you know, follow guidelines and all kinds of other stuff. But I'm not going to get into that. Y'all know how I do with that. But, you know, celebrate
quick,
with your family. Yep, go ahead.
Real quick, happy birthday to Destiny. She'll be the big 18 on Saturday. So
ooh,
the big 18, my. Yeah, her birthday's on Saturday,
happy
so shout out to her.
Birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday to ya. Yes.
Happy birthday. My brother has a birthday.
How you ladies
I have
been,
two
though?
Brothers. Mike coming up, his birthday is on the 11th, and my brother Rodney's birthday is coming up on the 14th. So happy birthday to them. Happy birthday.
How you guys doing now? You guys okay?
I'm not going to complain, but I want to. This is Ray Queen speaking. The workaholic in me has been workingaholic a bit too much. I got a few new jobs, and Ray Queen is tired, but I'm not going to rest until God says, you know what, I'm going to shut you down. So right now I'm very tired and from working two of three new jobs and in the process of a quick move. So I'm very tired. I'm so tired. I literally feel sick, but God has given me the energy to continue to move on. So y'all know how I do. Y'all pray for me, please. I'm so tired.
Of course.
I'm so tired.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Gotta give you strength.
Listen, you,
sure
you know how
life
is handing some stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do have one complaint, though. If you all don't mind listening, just one. I'm just going to complain one time, please. This COVID thing is so real. And for all of you who are not wearing masks, whether you're vaccinated or not, I don't know what makes people think that they don't have to wear masks. Everywhere I go, I see more people not wearing masks than wearing masks. And also, I'm in the health field. Like, I'm full, whole body in, not just foot in. I'm whole body in. And we are testing all day people for COVID. And you would not believe how many people are coming up positive. So many people are sick. I'm talking kids. So many kids. So many kids. I don't know why the government, the United States, the CDC, whoever is in control, why they are not publicly announcing this. But there are so many people that have COVID that we just pass by, walk by, you know, on a daily basis. It's horrible out there. It's just as bad as when it first was, when we first got the, you know, the scare with it. It's bad out there. Please, people, wear your mask. Please, wear your mask.
Yes.
My rant over.
Yeah, but you know why? But you know why they're not? They're not wearing the mask because they started with the whole thing of first it was mask, 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 and then they started saying if you're vaccinated, you don't have to put on a mask. So people are taking that heed, and that's what it is. You can't
right.
tell the American people, you know, oh, if you're vaccinated, take your mask off, because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
People got some fake cars, they're taking their mask off, and, you know, they're taking a chance. Some people feel like, what's the mask going to do, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, even with them opening up the schools, they opened up the schools, and, oh, my God, so many more cases have happened since school has been open. You know, it's more, and people, you know, I read the other day, just for, I know we have our topics, but I read the other day, and this one parent is suing the school because the teacher's responsibility was to walk any kid that had, like, symptoms and stuff like that to bring them, like, you know, a group of the sick ones pretty much who were showing symptoms to take them to the nurse's office, right? Well, the teacher delegated it to a kid. Well, that kid, she did have on her mask, but she still caught COVID. So she caught COVID 4 days after she died. And when she came home, she told her parents that the teacher had her escort the kids who were sick. She didn't know they had COVID. The kids, I think the kid was like 11 years old. She didn't know that the kids had COVID. She just knew they were sick. So when she came home and told her parents that, you know, the teacher had her walk with these group of kids and take them to the nurse's, you know, to the nurse's office. 4 days later, the girl, I think they said 2 days later, she showed symptoms. You know, she was running a fever and everything. And then 4 days later, she died.
Wow.
4 days later. And the school is saying that they're investigating it. But the parents are saying their kid came home and told them that this is what
happened.
The teacher had the child. Yeah, the kids came home.
That wasn't her response. That wasn't her responsibility to do that. Even though being
and
in
that's
the classroom,
that's what the complaint
but that
is.
Wasn't her responsibility. They should have had
and
the nurse come and pick them up.
Yep. So just you know, just saying, the kids, you know, who are out there who are in school, parents, you're sending your kids to school sick. You know, you don't know if it's a common cold. You don't know if it's COVID, but you're sending your kids from your house to the school. That's reckless. That's like playing Russian roulette with everybody else's life. And now this 11-year-old kid, she died. She died due to complications of COVID. And school just started.
It's a travesty.
So,
you know why?
I just wanted to say that, but, you know.
Yeah, people aren't being truthful when it comes to the COVID stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, I've had symptoms and stuff, but when they ask you, they'd be like, oh, no. It's hard to tell. Like you said, now you got fake cards going around. You got people walking around without masks. I don't even know if masks are even doing the thing, doing anything or whatever.
They said it's not. Yeah, they said it's not. Honestly,
because if you think about it,
honestly, they said it's not. They said it's not doing anything, you know, because people are still like sneezing, coughing, stuff like that, and they're removing their masks when they eat. You know, they're removing their masks when they drink, and then people are still coughing and sneezing at that time. So it's not helping. The mask. I'm sorry. I just feel like
a lot of us have. A lot of us have these fancy masks. And, you know, they're all cutesy. I know me. I'm known for my bling mask that I have, which I have several of them. However, these fancy masks, you also have to remember that, you know, they're not N95. And, you know, you do, they do have an option to have filters. A lot of them have, and I make sure I have mine filtered on the inside. And if they're not filtered, I have filters. I order filters all the time on, you know, to get delivered to me because I want to change. So many people wearing dirty masks. I see, you know, in doctor's offices, you know, last year sometime, remember, they would close a site down. They would close the store down. If one person had COVID, they would close certain places down. Now, oh, somebody had COVID. Well, damn, you're going to clean the place then? You're going to wipe the walls down, wipe the chairs down?
Y'all know my motto when it comes to this stuff. Y'all know what the bottom line is. The common denominator here is money. It's money. And I can't stress that enough.
Yep, I was going to say that.
Because when this thing first started, when COVID, if we remember, if we all remember when this thing first started back in early 2020, when it first started going rampant, you know, the place where it allegedly started, you know what they did? They shut the entire country down.
Yeah.
The entire country was shut down. Ours wasn't. Now what it is you have businesses and everything that's losing money. I'm not saying that they're safe. They are losing money. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, if you're vaccinated, you can come in. But guess what? The vaccinated people are still catching and giving this thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
The vaccine, the inoculation, because it's not really a vaccine, all it does is protect you from being in the hospital, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying allegedly because you have people that are still dying that has received
allegedly, right.
So,
allegedly,
you know, so instead of them saying, all right, we got to shut down for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Make sure everybody can get their essentials, have their essentials. We're going to shut down, make everybody clean their establishment and stuff, and then maybe we can start over again. You have to hit the reset button somewhere.
Yeah, but they're not hitting the reset button.
That has to happen
because
they haven't targeted the room.
Yes, they haven't. Let me tell you, they haven't hit it. And you would think that a wake-up call, I know in New York City, there were like two schools that shut down. And two schools shut down in New York City. And I'm not sure if they opened back up just yet, but they did shut down because so many kids and teachers had COVID. Now, they also said that the teachers in one of the schools, when they had, like, the, not the open house, but, like, you know, when you go to the school, you look at the school and stuff like that.
Orientation, parent-teacher night.
But it was the orientation because it was before school even started. The teachers were sick. And the teachers still came to work, you know, as much as they say, okay, if you show symptoms, you shouldn't come to work, you shouldn't be around people, you know, quarantine or whatever the case may be, people aren't doing that. They're saying, oh, okay, it's a common cold, it's a common cold. My thing is, you don't know if it's a common cold or not. I'm sorry. You don't know if it's a common cold because the common cold has the same symptoms as COVID does. So who's to say that you didn't have COVID? There's nothing that says that except for if you went and got tested or not. And a lot of people aren't getting tested either.
Well, that's the part. That's the thing. People aren't being tested. There's a lot of people that don't trust the test, which I number one, don't, because I had COVID. I had COVID, and I was fine. I had no symptoms or anything until they stuck that damn thing in my nose. And this is the God's honest truth. I was fine. Once they stuck that thing in my nose, they must have popped something in there.
Let me tell you something.
All right. It might have been confined, but once they popped it, forget about it.
Listen, before they pop that thing in your nose, Ms. Mo, because one of the major things they do is take your temperature and take your pulse ox. Now, if that pulse ox was not cleaned, if that thermometer was not cleaned, even if it, you know, sometimes it could touch, you know, the pulse ox is the little tiny thing that goes on your finger and checks your oxygen level and your pulse. Now, do you really think that
everyone is cleaning that in between patients? Do you really think that before they pull that piece of paper over that chair that you sit on in that doctor's office, do you really think that they are wiping that, cleaning that whole room down after they just treated somebody with COVID? Guess what? Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah, and that's a major thing too. It's poor practice.
But they're not doing that though. When
a lot of the places
when they do check you, when they give you the COVID test, they're not checking your temperature and your pulse. They're just giving you the swab in your nostril. They're not checking the pulse ox and stuff like that, right? Because a lot of them are coming out to the car with the swab and they're checking you in the car. So it's just a whole bunch of stuff, you know, I feel like that people are just doing all wrong. You know, people are doing it wrong completely.
I think they need to go back and revamp their system. I think they do.
Yeah. Set it down all over again.
Because what's happening is they don't test anybody before they get in the shot. You know, inside of the vaccine, the alleged vaccine, they use cholesterol. That's why a lot of people are getting blood clots and having heart attacks. They're having heart troubles because they're not checking people's cholesterol before even giving the vaccine. Why wouldn't you check that stuff this is added.
I think Ms. Mo mentioned, one of you divas mentioned a little while ago about where the country where it came from, that they shut down everything, pretty much the whole country.
Everything.
And I mean, they literally shut down. Like, you had to drive your car through a certain car wash. You had to walk, when you walked into Walmart, when they did open back up, you physically, your whole body had, you had to walk through this whole thing where they had to steam you with some, you know, spray you with some type of, I don't know, your whole body with some type of, I don't know. But did you see any of those videos?
I was going to say, how about in the courthouse? Went to the courthouse today. And they made sure you have your mask, but they didn't have the police officers. They didn't have on their mask. They didn't have on their mask. But the district attorney, the lawyers, they didn't have on their mask. I'm just pointing different things out there where, like, people. Yeah, but guess what?
They're vaccinated.
Even, I think you said it yourself, you can still be vaccinated and still pass it on and still have it and still catch it.
My point is
you should still have on your mask anyway. You're in a public setting. You're in a courthouse where being in the courthouse where people are coming in off the street, okay, and you're talking to them in their face.
Uh-huh.
I mean, straight in your face.
I don't get
you're talking to them. And you're not, you don't have on your mask. I'm just pointing out where, like, but they did the whole thing of if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask, right?
Well, see, that's why. And they're not even checking the numbers. Now, how is it that now that the numbers are higher and they're trying to blame it on a second variant? What is this? You don't even have a test for a second variant. So how do you know what the second variant is? So it's the second variant now. So, but no, it's because you said that, because you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. So people were so frustrated with wearing them that it was like, okay, I got the vaccine now. I don't have to wear a mask. But you're still a carrier. When I caught my COVID, I caught it from people that were vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only one that wasn't.
I caught it from someone who had COVID before they were testing in February of 2020 and was told that they didn't know what was wrong with her because they can't find the flu, they can't find strep throat, they can't find pneumonia, they can't find anything. But this lady felt like she was dying and kept going from doctor to doctor. I happened to know this lady. I didn't know what she was sick from. I saw her and I gave her a hug. Within 24 to 48 hours, I came down with symptoms and I thought I was dying. So then I had to go to the emergency room and via ambulance because I couldn't breathe. I get to the hospital and, of course, it was early February 2020 and they weren't testing for COVID. Guess what? They found nothing wrong with me. they thought that I was psychologically bugging.
That happened to me also in January of 2020.
But anyway, see,
y'all know when I can't sing karaoke, it's a problem.
But, yeah,
y'all know when
started,
I can't
sing
karaoke, there's a whole problem.
I didn't start it.
Know,
I apologize, Divas. I started this whole conversation complaining.
But but you know what? It's not even a complaint. You know, it's a valid concern, is what I would say.
Yeah.
You know,
thank you, Diva.
It's a valid concern because it's still something where it's affecting everybody. You know. You're where you are, and it's affecting you. You know, I'm where I am. Miss Mabetta is where she is, and it still affects everybody. And anyone who thinks that it doesn't affect them is crazy because it does affect you.
Yeah.
Everything that's going on right now affects you. You know, I'm just saying.
That's why I always tell people you have to pay attention to things, even if you don't feel that it affects you, because 9 out of 10 times it does. That people are like, oh, I don't watch politics. It does affect you. It affects your job. It affects where you live. It affects the people around you. It does affect you. It really does, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? Especially
Amen.
When it comes to
Amen.
Government.
So,
because
so
whoever
ladies,
you
it's
work
about
for,
8:30.
They...
We got some topics to talk about tonight. So.
Yes.
You know, talking about COVID and pandemic, we could take the whole show up with that. But let's give them every show because we're going to talk about COVID because it's affecting everybody.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
we had the party on Saturday, and what I tell you, hands down, I could say 5 people. Maybe 6 people had on a mask. Maybe.
What?
When people first walked in, they had on masks. But then when you're eating and you're drinking, you know, you don't have on the mask. And the venue wasn't a large venue, you know, but
mm-hmm.
everybody was right there. You know, when I tell you everybody
right.
was right there.
Close quarters.
And it was very close quarters. And when I tell you, I knock on wood that everybody is doing good. Everybody is still hosting. You know, but it just goes to show you that a lot of people are not wearing masks. You know, it's you're not, you know, you're vaccinated, you're not wearing masks, you know, and me personally, I will be the first person to tell you Saturday when we first got there, like setting up and doing everything, you know, had my mask on, you know, I could not breathe running around. I could not breathe.
Yeah.
I'll pull it down underneath my chin. Right. I pull it down underneath my chin. I'm trying to eat food. I'm trying to have a drink, you know, to like wind down mentally. And when I tell you, I was definitely guilty of not having on my mask for the whole entire time. I would be lying if I said, okay, everybody had on a mask. You know what I'm saying? I would be lying if I said that, you know, but thank God, you know, everybody, most people, when they walked in, everybody had on, for the most part, they had on their mask. Once you start drinking and eating and stuff, then you don't have on your mask. And it's like force of habit. You remove your mask to eat, drink, you know, but then it's like you don't put it back on because now you're engaged in a conversation or you're talking or dancing or whatever. It's like it wasn't first nature, you know, to put it back on. So definitely, you know, knock on wood, everybody is doing good. You know, I haven't heard anybody being sick. You know, so we're definitely blessed with that, and I'm happy the party's over. So,
it looked like a very nice party. Like you had a good time, and I'm glad
it was a good turnout. It was a really, good turnout.
Had a good old
he was
time.
Happy.
That Rich Money turned up.
He did.
I went to a party too.
Shout
out to Crystal and Ari. Happy birthday, Crystal. She turned 50 also.
Happy birthday, Crystal.
My sister from another mister. Yeah, so,
That's good.
Tonight, folks, COVID and stuff wasn't our topics. You know, we do have two other topics we're going to discuss. So we're gonna get into it because time is of the essence here. So, tonight we were going to speak about the social media shutdown and also R. Kelly's verdict. I don't know if you want to get into the social media first, R. Kelly, because this R. Kelly situation can take up the rest of our time. But I would like, you know, for if anybody's on the line that would like to give their opinion or anything, press that one, and then we could talk about whichever you'd like to talk about first. So
yeah, the lines are lit up.
Those were our original topics.
Just got to press that one button,
yeah.
But the lines are lit up. But in the meantime, we could just continue on until someone does press that one.
Absolutely.
So me, yes. I'm going to tell you, I checked my phone I don't know how many times. I did. I checked my phone. I was like, did I pay my bill? Did I pay my bill? Like my.
No, I was in airplane mode.
I was like, what is going on? But okay, ladies, how do you feel about everything being shut down? Because you feel okay. Well, Facebook was shut down. Instagram was shut down. WhatsApp, that app was shut down too.
Can I speak first?
Yeah,
this is Ray Queen speaking. I had no clue until after it happened. I had no clue.
We know,
due
Ray.
To the fact, due to the fact that I'm back working like a runaway slave. I literally am. So when I heard about it that evening, I was like, that's a lie. I said, that's a lie. And it was true, but it did not alter anything I needed to do. You know, I've been MIA since last week. So it didn't alter anything I needed. So I had no clue. So thank y'all for letting me know. Those of y'all who did let me know. So I'm gonna pass on the mic and let y'all talk about it.
Dude, it altered mine because I was sure. I kept trying to get on. I was posting pictures and stuff from the party in the morning. And then by like 10 o'clock, everything was slow. I was like, wait, did somebody report my post? Like, what happened? And then I checked. Like, did somebody report my post? Did I put, I don't own rights to this song? Like, what happened?
Okay,
like,
so can y'all explain what happened? Explain to me, to those of us that didn't know what happened. Explain to me how long did this last and what like really happened?
Yeah, long time.
What happened?
Get into it real quick.
Was it for just an hour, like the whole day? Okay.
Listen real quick. It happened because, you know, there's a whistleblower that came out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, Facebook is the mother company of Instagram and WhatsApp. So that's why they all were shut down. So what happened was now an investigation has been launched against them on how media is affecting children. So it has really nothing to do with the adult content. That was how the censors and stuff were being turned off, and that children, even though it was very detrimental to how their mental, it was still allowing a lot of content to go because they turned their senses off. So, and I said to myself, how these mofos will shut me down if I play somebody's song on my page, but when somebody's fighting, being killed, or somebody committing suicide or something like that, they allow shit like that to go through. You know what I'm saying? So when the president... I think Donald Trump really hired this woman, in my personal opinion. That's the opinion of Miss Mo Gutter. That's not a OGC Dallas or anybody else on here. I'm putting out that disclaimer. That is my opinion. I believe he went and found this lady and said, put this stuff out, because, you know, they censored him and shut him down from a lot of stuff, including Twitter. So now all of a sudden that he wants to run again, all of this stuff is coming up. But...
Wow. I hear you.
Oh, y'all can hear me? Oh, okay. It was like silent, so I didn't think I was still on the air. I apologize, folks.
No, I was listening to you.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
Okay, but they censored certain things, but they allowed, so when the elections and stuff was going on, they were accusing Facebook of allowing false information and, what is it called? They were baiting material and all kinds of stuff to go through. They had turned their senses off, but they were only focused on around election time and when they stormed the Capitol in January. You know what I'm saying? So this is why. So they had to shut it down or slow it down. So they're supposed to be making changes. So now, if you go, a lot of people were saying when they were going to their photos, a lot of their photos and stuff are not available. They're not available.
I did hear that.
Were doing some changes, and so Mark Zuckerberg or whatever his name is now he's back on in front of the Senate and whoever else he got to testify in front of to try to redeem himself, because they were saying it's all about profit. It has nothing to do with the well-being of anybody. It's all for profit with when it comes to social media. That's why
it's
a lot
about
of
the
that
dollar
shut
bill.
Down.
All about the dollar bill.
What did I tell you earlier? Money. No, it ain't even money. It's the love of the money. We gotta separate. There's money and there's love of money. You got people that love things and money more than they love people, and that's what they're saying that was happening here. That's why they shut the WhatsApp down. Listen, I was like, what the heck is going on? I tried to FaceTime my baby. On WhatsApp, I said, babe, I can't FaceTime you. He's like, I know, I try to FaceTime you too. Like, none of that stuff was working. But, you know, it's sad. This man, the man that owns, the group that owns Facebook are rich, rich people. They have so much money. So they figured, like, all right, we going to get more money. So they was allowing stuff to go through so they can get more ads. So, so they can get more money. You know, we don't care if somebody killed themselves. We don't care if somebody got stabbed up on here. We don't care about
put it on social media.
Killing people on here. But they didn't care about none of that stuff.
You're right.
They was worried about their profit. They was worried about their profit.
Yep.
So people like out here valuing money is a travesty. The love of money is the root of all evil. And that's one of the truest statements you'll ever hear.
That means you'll put that money above anybody.
It was a couple hours. Pretty much the whole day.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yep. So,
like,
you know, look, shout out to the people that got their businesses online, because, you know, when people have their businesses and they're trying to promote and they're trying to, you know, market their businesses, and one of the main sites where they market on was shut down, you know, those people lost money that day. You know, as much as they shut it down for their own personal, you know, reasons, but there are people who do use the internet, you know, for their, you know, their own business. So it was sad, though. It was sad. Like me, I was only posting pictures at parties. So I didn't really lose any, you know, I didn't lose no business. You know, I was just posting pictures, and I can still post pictures now. But
I couldn't believe
how it, like, shut down for hours and had everybody checking their phones. I think I called my mom. Rich called me. Rich called me, and he was like, something's wrong with my phone. I can't get on Facebook. I've been logged out, logged back in. I still can't get on Facebook. And then I talked to my mom like 5 o'clock, and I said, Mom, was your phone working? She's like, my phone working. I can make calls. I said, oh, I thought I ain't paid my bill. So she was like, no, it was on the news. Everything just shut down. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And sure enough,
yeah,
it was on the
that
news.
Went
to, everything
because
was
the
shut down.
Was
came
worldwide.
Out. She has 10,000, like 10,000 things.
I think that you had posted something about the R. Kelly, and you was like, what'd you say? People keep asking something about, are you going to be listening, or are you going to be doing stepping in love or something like that?
My post was, and I quote, asking me if I'm going to listen to R. Kelly's music is like asking me if I'm going to be vaccinated. It's none of your damn business. First of all, I don't mind sharing my business because I don't owe anybody anything. Yes, I'm going to listen to R. Kelly's music. You know why I say that? The record companies that knew this stuff was going on with this man were still capitalizing on him. Nobody Nobody said anything when it was making all the money off of this man's music. Nobody said anything. But now all of a sudden, Gayle King and Lifetime want to come out with stories. It's a problem. Shut the front door. Shut the front door. Because, yes, I'm going to still listen to R. Kelly's music. Do I condone what was happening? No. Do I see bigger in the story? Yes. It's bigger. Just like y'all say, they were victimized, so was he. He was a victim just like they were. And you can't excuse that. There's always a root.
Say that, yeah.
If you got bad ladies, root, that means the root is bad.
We got a, we do have a caller. We're going to bring a caller on. Welcome to the Diva Squad. Diva Squad, can I have your name, please? Welcome to the Diva Squad.
Hey, how are you, ladies?
Good, how are you?
Hey. Good, good.
Welcome. How you doing?
Oh, how are you? Good.
What's up, love? Have you heard our topics tonight? You know, we was kind of babbling
a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, I've been listening. It's been awesome. Y'all are hitting on some serious points tonight. I'm happy to be a part. Happy to be listening.
All right.
So
what are your thoughts on some of the topics?
What are your thoughts?
I'm gonna touch on the R. Kelly one, because the R. Kelly one is so controversial, and so many people have formed their own opinions about it and how they feel. You know, because there were so many things going on, and it was going on for so many years. And because I look at things from a perspective of law, I looked at the things that they charged him on, and I felt like the way they charged him was the only way that they can get him, and those charges were wrong. They charged him with RICO and the Mann Act. Now, I'm not sure if y'all are familiar with the Mann Act, but the Mann Act was called the white slave trade trafficking act. That's what that act is from 1910.
Wow.
Right? Believe that? Can you the white slave trafficking act? They were That's what they got Chuck Berry on when he took the young white girl across state lines.
That RICO Act. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. They got him on the Mann Act, which is the White Slave Traffic Act, which means that you can't take a young woman through interstate transportation and use her for prostitution. That's what that act is. That's what that law is. And I'm saying I don't think he was prostituting anybody. It's just
right,
but that's what they charged him with.
Yeah,
now, he didn't take anybody, you know, across state lines for prostitution.
Right.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, people crossed state lines, but it really wasn't prostitution, maybe because they got paid for the services, but not really saying they got paid for the services. Is that why you think?
Yeah. Well, you know what they were trying to say? Because they did RICO, the way they got him with RICO was that they constituted him using his business to lure people. And because he was flying and going to different tours, and these women were following him, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
They were following him.
Yes.
The women,
and
the
again,
parents.
I do not condone what he did to these young girls, and I just want to make that clear. But There are two sides to this, and you can't, like Ann said, that's my business. If I'm listening to his music, it's my business. You know what I'm saying? So many people play the part but he's the only one going down for it, you know?
And listen, technically, if they really want to get into it, he physically didn't touch anybody.
These parents should be on trial, right? I agree that the parents should be.
Yep.
Did these parents prostitute
the
children?
Yes, they did. Did the parents got paid for the services?
Him.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
The
so I believe.
Parents. Yes, they did.
But see, I think that there's twofold. I believe that they're going to charge him, that they should also charge the parents for allowing
right.
his underage children to
right.
go with him, or for them to bring them to follow him, you know, to call themselves getting into the music industry and, you know, being with
right.
someone, you know, famous of that caliber. You know, I do believe that the parents should be held accountable too. I'm sorry.
Not
right?
all
I, they were even trying to
not
they were even
parents.
Trying to bring poor Aaliyah into this.
Right. She
you
was supposed to be married to
him or something. Who actually returned? Who actually returned to his estate?
Yeah.
You understand
not
what I'm saying?
Not all the parents.
And that's
knew.
Why I won't
the...
support Lifetime. I won't support Lifetime or anybody on this R. Kelly situation. You understand what I'm saying? Because we know it's bigger than what you're saying. The money that y'all were paid back then ran out, so now you need a different source. Listen, what did I say in the beginning? The common denominator
I think somebody,
is money.
I think somebody was saying that the parents didn't know. See, I believe that the parents were given money, and you weren't given money
right.
because you had a beautiful daughter. You were given money
mm-hmm.
for something. So I think that the parents knew that something was not right, and they still took the money, and they still benefited from it, and they still allowed their kids
there
to go.
So, many
so I believe
stories.
That's why
my,
I said,
my thing is,
you know.
In all of this situation, where was the authorities? The authorities in all of this. If he allegedly had these young girls.
Right. Why did they
without
kids?
My permission, why were the authorities, why weren't they going in? And kicking down doors.
Hey,
get these kids
up.
Back.
Where was CPS? Where was CPS, right?
Where was
CPS? Will come and snatch a child out their mama's house, but they won't go get them out this man's hands. Come on.
Right.
That's my whole problem. Where was the authority?
Wow.
They gave the authority
again,
to R. Kelly.
That's why. This is why. When
money
the,
talk,
the
bullshit
industry,
work.
You got it. It's a whole, that industry is deep. That's why a lot of people stay underground. Because there's record companies are savages.
And look
savages.
At these cults. And let's bring the cult into play into this. There was a whole lot of people that were involved in what he was doing. A whole lot of people.
Right.
Of course. He's threatening to expose them, too.
Absolutely.
He's
threatening
to expose them now.
He would have. There was this one girl who said that the girl came out. She was, I think her story's on YouTube. She came out. She said she was with him, having sex with him when she was 14. Her parents thought that she was just working for him because he made her sign a contract saying that she was his assistant or something. So she's like, why am I doing this? She was young. She was naive. So she signed a contract saying
she's
she was
14.
His assistant. She admitted
but she was
to having
14.
Sex with him.
What assistant?
Right. So fast forward to now. Now she wasn't, she would beg him. She would say, look, my parents need to at least see me for like 15 minutes. I can come back. And she proved to him that she was going to come back. She came back. She went home just to check in, came back, had sex with him, saw him have sex with other girls, saw him have sex with other men, and openly admitted that, look, R. Kelly don't like women. He likes men. That's why he's
he
a sexual,
men.
You know, predator. He likes men. I saw him have sex with a man. I strapped on. I did him, you know. And when I did him, he said, okay, let me finish. And he finished himself off and then, you know, jerked off, such and such, whatever. But
he said it's the man that was
now,
in the room.
Yes, he did that as well. She saw him do that as well. So that story's out there. I mean, this man is a whole hot. I don't know what. But
like Janine,
I mean,
not like Janine was saying, it's very controversial. It's controversial.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Hollyweird, has its way, and the industry and the entertainment world, they have their own separate world. How things all ran.
You got a lot of money.
You
got a lot of money, period. You got money and drugs. There's a certain way of life that you can just get by with a lot of things.
And not only that, not only that, we well, have to go back. Mm-hmm. We have to go all the way back.
You know somebody.
Or, you know? Started coming. No. When they started coming out, these record companies, those giants that sit up top, they find people that are the lesser, that has a little talent, and if they don't have things to exploit you, they're not going to sign you. You rarely find people that are talented that don't have a backstory. You understand? Because then they use that against you to exploit you. Like, I made enough money off this man. We don't need him anymore. Do what y'all do with him. That's my biggest thing. Like, where was the authorities and why was the record companies still putting out? How many albums do R. Kelly have? How many people has he written for and all of that stuff when y'all knew this stuff was going on? This story didn't just start with him dating younger women.
I still think that Bill Cosby and his team is going to work. This is Storm speaking. Bill Cosby and his team is going to work with R. Kelly. Watch. And he's going to get out. Watch. I believe it. I'm sorry. He's going to get out because there's going to be a loophole somewhere. And there's going to be a loophole. And Bill Cosby people is going to find it. And R. Kelly is going to get out. Watch. He's gonna be in jail for a little bit. Don't get me wrong. He's gonna be in there for a little bit. But watch, he's gonna get out, and I want to see what happens then. I'm sorry, I do. I honestly feel that he's gonna get out. He's gonna get out on some type of technicality. Watch.
We want to make this clear over here.
They reach too hard for that.
We do not condone pedophilia, rape, thing or violation to anybody in their rights, their beliefs, or their privacy. We don't condone any of that. However, the situation that we're talking about has a lot of stuff that's totally wrong, and we all know that. Listen, Slave Master's been raping people for years and years. That's why my family is my Slave Master. The slave master to my family's name is Armando Crosby, who raped people. So, listen, if we're going to go back, let's go back, start 400 and plus years ago.
Yep.
Let's clean it all up.
I'm sorry. He is. I'm telling you, he's getting out.
Don't just pick and choose one subject. Let's clean it all up. Got stories to tell. Stop playing with it.
He's going to get out. Watch. He's going to get out on a technicality. I honestly believe it. He is. He's going to get out because they reach too far.
Look what they charged him with.
Exactly. They reach extremely. And to me, it's like when you do stuff like that and there's so many other people involved in it, there's so many things that people did wrong, I feel. You know, there's no charges of sexual abuse. You know,
or rape. Or kidnapping.
Right.
There's none of those charges in there, which is what they're trying to make it appear like. It was none of that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. We're gonna see what happens with that. Mm-hmm. But time is of the essence. Oh, we did good though.
Sorry.
Time is of the essence. We had some technical difficulties in the beginning part of the show, but we definitely did good with it. If everybody wants to go around and give their final thought on tonight's show, we could definitely do that.
I think everything comes full circle, and I believe Ann said it best, that it all has to do with greed, with the thirst, the hunger, the desire for money. Mm-hmm. And that's what it all comes down to, is that people have a higher desire, a greater love for money than they do for human kindness, than they do for love, than they do for mankind. You know, if it wasn't for the fact that we are chasing after money, how simple our lives would be, how much easier it would be for us to love one another and to get along in this world and to just have a life that God promised us, that God destined for us. But we've got caught up in chasing money.
because that's what the world shows us. Everywhere we look, that's what the world shows us. You got to have money. You got to have more money. You got to have more money. And people, listen, I watched on the news today, people are beating up 65-year-old women, snatching their purses. For what? For money.
Yep, for money.
And it's just to the point where I'm tired. I don't know how anybody else feels, but I'm seeking God's face for the truth, for the answer on how we're supposed to live in His will and in His grace without chasing after that horrible thing that we call money. I'm dropping the mic. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. Amen to that.
Yes, amen, amen. What she said, I'm following what she said. This is Ray Queen speaking. First and foremost, y'all know as I always do, I'm going to give it up to God because that's who I first and foremost believe in. And if it wasn't for him, there would be no me. Whitney Houston said it best. Big shout out to GQ Palace, my sister Divas. Not only are on the audience, my sister Divas on the show, they are my sisters in real life. They, like, I don't know what I would do without you two. Honestly, I don't know what I would do without GQ Palace. So big shout out to my sister Divas. I love y'all. I love y'all. Big shout out. Happy birthday, Rich Money. I know you're listening. Mr. CEO and our executive, Rich Money and Storm. Lord knows I was supposed to be there for that birthday celebration this past weekend, but I got a lot going on. I know y'all gonna forgive me because y'all are believers of who I am, a believer of, and the Almighty Lord Jesus Christ. Those listeners tonight, and our sister that Janine that called and pressed one, shout out to y'all. And those who do know the word of prayer, pray for me. I'm tired. What I'm chasing is salvation, to get to the finish line and to get there strong, because I'm not going to sit down until I get there and be that person who I need to be for God, for me and my kids. And tonight was an awesome show. Tonight was an awesome, awesome show. We could talk about all this for hours and hours. We, like, literally can go on. Fast forward, we probably will be back on for 2 hours one of these days. We're going to get it together. But if Butter Baby, GQ Ballas, I'm passing on the mic. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. This show tonight, I'm sure y'all probably recognize my voice, because my voice carries. Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Better. Tonight's show was very profound, and I pray that everybody was actually listening, because we talked about a few different things. We talked about COVID, social media. We spoke about R. Kelly, and the common denominator was money. Was money in all situations. All of those situations was about money. So I pray things get better. I'm a believer. I am a believer. You know, and start valuing people when you do things, because those things can be replaced. Even money. Money can be replaced. People can't. Start valuing people's lives. Start valuing your own life first. If you see yourself on this pedestal, if you know how to respect yourself and see yourself great, then everything else around you will fall into place. Start valuing people first. We can't get them back. We can't get nobody's life back. Start valuing them first. Wash your damn hands. Go to the bathroom. I've experienced that a few times this week with people going to the bathroom and not washing their damn hands when they left the goddamn bathroom.
Nasty. That's nasty.
Ain't that? Come on, man. At home. Don't go in there and pee and go in there and fix dinner for your family, you nasty thing. Wash your damn
you
hands.
You nasty.
Shout out to all our listeners and our caller, Janine. We love you, girl, for supporting us. Yes, indeed. anybody else that's listening that's staying straight or whatever the situation is. We welcome all topics and situations. We have an email that you can send a topic to if you'd like us to discuss it anonymously. It's GEEQUE002@gmail.com, and that's in lowercase letters, GEEQUE002@gmail.com. We welcome all topics and everything. We go through it, and we will discuss anything that you'd like us to anonymously. If you'd like us to put it out there like that, we'll bring you on as a guest. But, we do that over here. But we're not here to blow anybody up or expose anybody for anything. So, get at it.
Dirty gloves and not washing your
hands. Wash your damn hands.
So, of course, ditto to everything that was said. I don't even have to recap it all. Tonight's show was definitely wonderful. Great first show back. We were gone last week, but this show definitely, it was definitely a good show. Hot topics. The phone lines are lit up. We know y'all listening, and we appreciate y'all. And we just hope that something that we discussed tonight will help someone. And whatever it is that they may be going through or whatever question that they might have had, hold something that we discussed, tonight, gave you some type of answer, some type of closure to whatever it is that you may be dealing with. With that being said, the R. Kelly situation, I said it. He's getting out. I don't care. There's going to be a loophole somewhere, and he's going to get out. People thought that Bill Cosby was going to die in jail. And look, it turned around and it didn't happen. Yep. So therefore, where there's a will, there's a way. He's definitely damaged himself, and they say hurt people, and as
they
much
do.
As he's a good
That's
artist,
true.
He definitely comes from his own baggage and his own situations that he's had to deal with in his own personal life. So there's a lot of guilty people around his team and his circle. So hopefully when you charge one, you should definitely be charging them all. Because there's a lot of different people that took different positions and things that happened, and people knew it wasn't right, but the common denominator is money. Money's the root of all evil. We know this already. So with the pandemic, my situation stays the same. You guys gotta make sure, Ms. Movetta said it, change some gloves, wash some hands. You have to make sure that if you're having any type of symptoms, please go and get tested. Go and get tested. It's okay. The testing is free. Go and get it done. Instead of going around all these other people and infecting them, if you feel some type of way, you should definitely go get tested for it. I believe that testing is free. And every single freaking urgent care, has testing. If you don't want to go straight to the hospital, urgent care is testing people. So you can walk in and get that done. So, with that being said, happy birthday to everybody. Happy birthday to Destiny, the big 1-8 this weekend.
Yeah,
so definitely excited for her. Everyone's celebrating their birthdays, and it was a great show. And look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. Have a blessed and safe weekend, and God bless you all.
God bless. Deuces.
Yo, Jivio!
Yeah?
Give this to Angie.
Man, what is it?
Just go give it to her.
Javion, I know you're not trying to leave this house.
No need!
Hey, Angie. The new boy gives this to Javion, and Javion told me to give it to you.
What is it? Do you like me? Yes or no?
Always gotta have the pretty ones, right, Angie?
The way I love too much and I give too much and you take so much till I ain't got nothing. Your energy always waves on me, said it drains.